Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Do you owe a lot on credit cards, car loans, a mortgage? Personal debt is sky high in America, and it's time to step back and take a look at the biblical principles of borrowing. Now, God's Word doesn't outlaw debt or even call it a sin, but it does give us guidance on how and why we should avoid debt. Now, here are four examples. Number one, debt's not normal. Our economy is now virtually dependent on a constant expansion of credit. But God's people should manage their finances differently. Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave." Number two, avoid long-term debt. Deuteronomy 15 describes how debts were not to exceed 7 years, and yet today the typical mortgage is for 30 years. So make every effort to pay off your mortgage early. And number three, avoid surety. Proverbs 6 warns against accepting an obligation to pay for someone's loan if you lack a guaranteed way to make the payments. The only way to avoid surety is by backing it up with collateral or property that would cover the debt if sold. And number four, pay what you owe. Ecclesiastes 5:5 tells us, "It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not fulfill it." Paying back your debt is painful, but bankruptcy should not become the easy out. Avoiding debt is a key part of managing your money wisely. Find out more at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.